heard around the world on the radio.com app here in Portland on 105.1 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Buck Wise. Excited to have my friends, the Gay Beards.
Hey. I know, round two.
I can't believe you made time for me. You're so busy.
Too anytime.
Busy for you. Yeah.
Thank you both so
you,
much.
Of
thank
course,
you.
Yeah.
So this weekend you were at TEDx, I saw.
Yes, we were.
Are you inspired and motivated?
Yes,
and,
actually. Yeah? It was incredible. And honestly, we spoke last year, so it was nice this year to not be terrified.
For yeah, last year was kind of like a blur. It kind of blacked it out. And then this year was kind of nice to like relax and actually get to watch.
Yeah, who was your favorite? Did you have a favorite moment from TEDx?
There was honestly, all the speeches were amazing. But what was really cool is they had a couple speakers that submitted their ideas through like the ideas booth. So they actually like only get about a week to prepare their speeches.
Right.
And one of those was about sustainable farming. And that was really incredible.
It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. But honestly, everybody's so brave to get out there on that stage, and their messages were also empowering.
By the way, if you don't follow the Gay Beards, please do. Instagram is the main channel, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So at the Gay Beards. It's that easy.
You and can't miss us.
You won't be disappointed.
Hopefully.
The beautiful creative that you guys create. And for those of you that don't know, I mean, I really don't meet many people that don't know at the Gay Beards. But they decorate their beards. That's essentially how you would just...
Essentially, yeah. With a little flair of ridiculous.
Yeah, and you're always on theme, though. You've got, like, a holiday or, like, you've got... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're moving into summer now, so things are about to get crazy.
I can't wait. If you could somehow find a way to get beach balls in your beard...
Oh, you got it.
Oh, God. We're actually going to be on the beach tomorrow at Savvy's Island recreating the intro to Baywatch.
Like a Baywatch
oh,
parody.
My
you
God.
You can only imagine.
I can, and we'll see this on your Instagram?
Yes, this should be coming up in a week or so. But if anybody wants to come out and watch us recreate Pamela Anderson's intro,
yes,
we will be there.
I'm in. I want to see this.
It's going to be probably
that's so hot.
Yeah.
So I imagine once you've done the TEDx stage... Mm-hmm. You have a different sympathy for the people that are up there. You know what they're going through. You understand.
Oh, entirely. I mean, I literally blacked out the entire thing.
Really? Because you guys did a great job, which you can see the video online.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
But it was terrifying. I mean, we were the youngest people up there that year, and I think the least qualified. I mean, everybody. I mean, Ann Curry was following us up.
Oh, my gosh.
We were like, you know, she was like, it's going to be fine. And I was like, I don't believe you because you're Ann Curry.
Yeah.
Like, you already know how to do this well.
And we had never done public speaking, and I felt bad because all the speakers were kind of like watching our speech, and we're like, what did you think of all the speeches? And we're like, we've been out back practicing the whole time. I'm sorry we missed a lot of your speeches.
But it was an amazing experience
to
get up there and to do that, you know, and to translate your message to that many people.
And then I saw you hanging out with our friend Marcus, Portland Gear.
Yes, we love those guys.
I just love people that inspire me, that educate people, that have a mission or a goal, and they're creative, and they're local to Portland. And so everybody kind of just knows everybody.
I love it. It's so much fun.
It's got this, like, micro creative culture here.
Yeah, and then I'm sort of like the nerdy kid that walked into the wrong classroom asking everyone if I can be in the clique,
you're in it.
I'm in?
Yeah. You started the clique years ago.
Yeah, you started the clique.
Okay, I like this. I'm also the president. I like that.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine. She does influencer relations for an agency in town.
Okay.
And so she contracts people who have large followings on social media, such as yourself, to work with other brands.
Uh-huh.
And she works with micro-influencers, people who have less than 10,000 followers, and she works with people who have millions of followers and demand $100,000 for one video.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like a broad spectrum. Yeah. She works with clients like Starbucks and Google and Nestle and all different types of brands and different verticals. And I was talking to her about you two specifically, and she follows you.
Pressure's real.
You know, she mentioned something about your work, and I think I recognize the same thing. You're so humble, and that's part of the like draw and attraction to both of you. And you go above and beyond for not just the work that you do for your own community, because you can just tell that whatever you do, you want to keep it authentic to the people that follow you.
But
you guys, you truly do seem to have this, no matter how large you've gotten, no matter how big you get or how many followers you have this ability to just like want to do what's right and want to do more for the people that work with you.
I appreciate that. I think that for us, it's just, you know, we understand very clearly that like the amount of followers you have doesn't have anything to do with how you know, good of a person you are, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the most amazing people we know don't even have Instagram. So it's really more just like for us, you know, we just really want people to have an opportunity to like, you know, maybe take a break from their stressors or their days and like see something that is either funny or inspires them or encourages them to think about something in a different way. And for us, it's just, you know, it's like our artist project. It's our creative outlet. So honestly, it's a blessing to have the opportunity to put that out there.
And so I won't lie. Before our interview today, I knew you were coming in this morning. I definitely took the scissors in the mirror. Yeah, and true. I was like, I got to trim the beard a little bit. I mean, yeah. It's not as epic as what you... How long do you think? Because like I have this tiny little...
You could grow a good beard.
You think so?
We can tell.
How long would it take me to get even halfway to your status?
You think? I have 4 or 5 months.
I think half a year you'd be doable. There. Yeah.
Do you think I should try?
I think you should give it a go.
Yeah.
Why not?
Especially one solid, honest try. You guys. Yeah.
So then maybe I could be like a guest in your holiday shoot then by 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We could do
that
some.
That actually would be epic, but you have to start now.
Okay. So can we make an on-air promise now?
Absolutely. We'll hold up our end of the bargain, but you just have to keep growing it out.
Okay.
You have to promise us.
This is on you.
A glitter beard though.
Glitter beard?
Yeah. Holiday glitter beard.
Glitter beard.
That's really our initiation, really. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm in.
Got it.
I'm going to do it. Let's see. It's May, so we've got a little bit of time. Okay, we're going to do it.
You can hold off until like June, you know.
So I have a business idea, and I don't know if you guys have done this. When will we see the Gay Beards product line launch?
Oh, God.
Is this like the 500th time somebody's asked this to you?
We've toiled with this idea over and over again. I don't know. Maybe one day.
Isn't that the end game? You've got all these people that love and trust you. Isn't the end game? Don't you want to get into the Chip and Joanna Gain Network? Don't you want to like build products and make things and sell them?
I think we talked about it for a while. And then at the time, beards were kind of getting popular and all these businesses started selling beard oil, beard balm. And
yeah, it was everywhere.
It was a saturated market.
It was so competitive. I think not so much now.
Yeah.
Maybe now could be a better time to try it out.
I'm going to keep my eye out for it. Is there anything you guys have going on that's super special you want to talk about?
We're going to be doing a little traveling around, but one thing is today we're actually going to be posting about LunaFest, which is a nonprofit all women film festival going on in across the country, but they're going to be showing films tomorrow at Kiggins Theater in Vancouver.
Very cool.
But it's just a good cause, and we really wanted to get behind it because we need more women in film. So
definitely.
Anyway, check it out, LunaFest. Google it, and should be a good time.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
You guys are so connected.
Well,
I love
we
it.
Try and be. You know.
Yeah.
We very all got to cool. be there for each other.
At the Gay Beards, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. A few things. I'm going to grow a beard. We're going to do a cameo.
Yep.
We're going to start a beard product.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then eventually, I'm still pushing for you guys to get your own podcast. So I think we should do that.
We got a lot done today.
So. Yeah, we did. We really did.
Productive.
All right. Good session. Team on three. One, two, three.
Team.
Team.
We'll work on that.